This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. Literally almost said the wrong year just then. Literally.
I'm putting this back.
As I was about to compliment myself on my little, I think my clarity right now is at an all-time high. I really do.
Did you work one out this morning?
No. What do you mean, like, oh, no, Master not Bed? That either, or oh number two God. Either.
Oh, you do both at the same time. That's talent.
No.
That's the number three.
It's so creepy, I swear.
Like, do you get credit for a Blumpkin in that sense or no?
Oh, no. It's got to be some kind of...
It's like a solo Blumpkin.
Do you do it every day?
Like Catboy says he does.
That's just weird.
You have to.
He's watched Wolf of Wall Street too many times. He thinks that you got to... Which, I did go to this... I wouldn't call it a seminar. And it wasn't like a workshop. It was just this thing about...
Workshop.
Business and crap. And it said, it didn't say do that, but like you, as a man, I forget what the percentage was. As a man, the percentage of your day spent thinking about women. Even if you're in a relationship, like it's just, it's, that's what they were saying. So
then why get in a relationship if it's like plural?
Well, I don't know that it means plural. It just means like, that's the thing that women have always had on men is that y'all can just, you can make a man cheat on his wife. You can.
We can make them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'll have more luck than a man trying to get a woman to cheat on her husband. Y'all are like, it's always been an old fantasy, non-fictional things about the sirens that would sing so pretty. They would get the sailors to draw their ship over into a, hit a rock.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we want to have sex with you.
But they're using that sexuality, the cooing.
That's true. We can be sexy and not want you.
I'm trying to think of that song they sang in the Clooney movie.
You talk about the sirens turn Pete into a toad.
No. Remember the, the Soggy Bottom Boys.
That. Yeah, that was it. The sirens turn Pete into a toad.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. My bad.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Oh gosh, Adam and Eve.
I could find that song. I know how
it tempted him, but does she really want him?
But he should have also said, "Listen, woman." I don't know that he would have known to call her that because it was like the first one, so he wouldn't have known to call her woman. But he said, "Listen, Eve." There's a bunch of different fruits around here. You know,
why do you want that apple?
You got bananas? Passion fruit I just found over here. I named it that because I'm very passionate about this fruit. It's really good. We got, driving to that rock.
Baby.
Oh, falling asleep, Sailor Jack.
You're going to ruin it, though.
I'm doing commentary. This is Alison Krauss, right?
Pretty.
No.
Oh, it's not? I thought she sang this. Adam's like, even the pineapple was over there probably.
Oh, that's what you want. That's what the ladies want you to eat.
You want the pineapple?
She's like, I want that apple.
Yeah, because, never mind.
Yeah, so I please eat the pineapple.
The snake was up there saying, you see all the mother fruits over there? Yeah, they're juicy. I mean, don't even look at the peach. Your mouth will water when you see it. But this apple, though, oh my God. Try this apple. And then look on the back of your phone. You're going to see that same apple there, and there's a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, yeah?
You notice that? You notice that?
You think the snake turned to Adam and Eve and said, if you sign up online, you get 15% off one store. One item in store.
It was really Steve Jobs, and that's why he wore the turtleneck. It should have been called a snake neck, the sweater that he wore.
Neck.
Yeah.
It's great.
Because he was there seducing. Women that will come into a bar. I mean, you as a woman, as a man, we've all seen it. A girl that is very attractive walk into a bar, you just watch the heads. Poo, 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 poo. Even the women.
Yeah.
They'll be doing it with a snarl like this bitch walking in here with her jugs hanging out.
She's hurting my game here.
And the guys are already seeing her at the corner there, so they're already adjusting their head. Oh, I'm watching the game now because she's going to walk by in just a second.
Yeah. We'll challenge each other, start to flex a little.
You'll have a power that's... I mean, all women do.
I can
even
seduce a man and say, you know, no, I don't want it.
That's not seduction. Oh, you mean you're now
can
you're
get
the dominatrix.
To the point and then leave.
So I say again,
there's a nice balance to that, though, right?
Yeah. Which part?
Like she can woman can seduce the man. Like yeah. I'm gonna have sex with him right now, but the man's like, as soon as it's done, like, okay, this is it.
Yeah, because then you don't want her anymore because you've had her.
Because the woman's like, I want to have a relationship and hang out, then we can go someplace.
Well, you assume because they try so hard to have sex with you. You think, well, maybe you want to have a friendship. Or is it just the one-time thing?
I mean, it depends on the... There's been all those different things for me. I mean, where it's like, yeah, that wasn't so good. I can see there's no future here. Like, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, if you don't knock a sock off.
What?
Socks.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
It's a city in Japan.
Knock a sock off. It's Nagasaki.
If you don't like.
It's also fried cheese in the Greek
deliver
world.
Deliver great sex. He's not going to call you back.
Who ordered the great sex? Come pick it up right here. Great sex? Who ordered it?
Is the great S-E-K-S to him the act actually happening? Is that great? Or is it. Like he's not analyzing
it. I mean, the first time, unless it could be a little awkward because you're just getting to know each other, right? So maybe you should do it on the second time to make up your mind.
So you're saying like almost like if you go to the doctor and he doesn't give you the results, you won't get a second opinion.
Yeah.
You need to say, you know what? I may have caught her on an off day.
No, maybe.
She got a shower in the day before I came over.
Maybe it's you.
Oh, see? That I'm now good. You're in my head now. Maybe it's me.
Maybe you're doing the act and you stop and you're like, you look to her and say, do you realize how stupid we look right now?
Maybe she didn't have her pleasure and you had yours because like, she was kind of nervous about having sex with you.
If you do like an out-of-body experience like what Fat Boy's talking about and you're like souls coming out of your body and you're like levitating and you're like, man, we look stupid right now. We look like two fish just flopping around on the bed. Yeah. And we look mad right now, too. It's weird. You notice that? Like, you're looking at me like you want to punch me right in the face, and I'm like growling at you, and we're flopping around on top of each other. Like, we can't get the pin. One, two, nah, she kicked out. One, two, nah, she kicked out again.
What are you doing?
I'm so mad at you.
Oh, look, I'm going to put this
pillow. We're making love. That's
that
what
is
that
not
is.
Love. That's...
I'm going to put this pillow over your face. I'm not going to suffocate you, but I don't want to see you make weird faces.
How did you ever?
Why are you mad at me? What do you mean? You keep spanking me over and over again. And you've got one finger in my mouth. Is that like I'm a fish? What is this?
Who taught you how to have, this is where you need sex education.
They wouldn't let me go.
you missed out. They taught us some moves. They taught us all the moves.
Like to hold the ears?
Yeah.
I see. I was never taught that.
They went over baby wipes, spider monkey, rabbit punch.
Wear a scrunchie on your hand so she may not be able to use that excuse later when you ask her to do something.
Oh,
the whole phrase looks bigger with somebody else's hand on it.
I don't have a scrunchie. It's like, I got one on my wrist here. Let me take that on there for you.
Oh, you do. I'll even hold it in there. Oh, that's so nice.
I'll sit there and hold it in there.
It's terrible.
I got short hair, even better.
So
I can relax my arms.
That's how I got a marriage proposal, is because I knocked his socks off the first night.
Is that what you're meaning by, like, well, okay, let's just get down to brass tacks here. When you say knocking his socks off, you mean making him achieve climax rather quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't even make it into the bed. It was on the living room floor.
Damn.
Me and Christopher.
Hmm.
Man.
Christopher Mintz Plass? I don't know. I know. I was going to say Christopher Guest, but no one would have.
So I would say that was probably the best sex I ever had, and I'm glad I married him.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But you don't just base it off of sex, though. But I mean,
well,
sometimes,
he did apparently from what you're saying. So I guess I should be flattered.
It just means that is, to me, a very equal part. It's not like it's a 50-50 part, but if you love someone and you're like, God, we get along great and we enjoy some of the same stuff and I just enjoy being around him or her all the time, but the sex sucks. Like, that's going to be a problem down the road.
But you know, sometimes there's not a lot that you have in common with a man.
But bush hair.
You have attraction with them.
It's something that couples don't talk about. It's literally one thing you have in common. Why do we have separate razors? Why do we not talk about shaving our pubic hair in a couple?
Exactly.
Watch our random air check with the boss. This will be the segment he randomly picks.
We're going to pick. Let's just start with the 6 o'clock hour.
Let's do this one.
Oops.
But it's eye-opening, though, because you're like, yeah, why are they so secret about that? And then we got to, like, do it in the shower and then complain that when there's too much hair in the thing.
I love watching people try to get laid. That's fun. It should be a spectator. Well, that or social media where you just say, ooh, hello, gorgeous. Thank you for gracing my life with your presence today, digitally.
But, you know, all men are, well, I'm not going to say anything because I'm generalizing and that's going to ruin my chances of ever dating again if I do that.
Oh, yeah. As she's sitting here talking about, you made your husband finish sex real fast.
In a sock.
And he ended up, and you knocked his socks off.
Yeah.
My feet would have got cold.
But would I say that? Never mind. I'm not even going to get in.
Do it. Dirty page talk is hot.
I didn't really have an orgasm the first time because he was so, you know, like, it was passionate. It was great.
Yeah.
But then he proved himself later as a great lover.
Yeah.
So I had to give him a second chance.
That's another question. Why is it, to me, why would a woman be insulted if she did not and he did rather quickly? To me, that's like, yes, sir, I did that right there. Because you're being selfish. You're like, I got to get to mine. And that's sometimes you can't get yours.
Sometimes.
I love how she said that word people use, lover. I have taken lover.
My lover.
Like, this is fun to watch.
Then that turned into partner. And then you're just like, well, no, what do you mean by that? You in business together? Are you gay married? Like, which one is it?
Well, see.
Need some clarification on what your partner is.
Chris.
Just so I'll know not to say the wrong jokes or ask the wrong questions.
I had history with Chris because he got the drunk guy out of the back of my car. He was the drunk whisperer.
Didn't he also, I'm not going to say stalk, but didn't he also come to the radio station and visit you?
He did.
Because I thought for a while Pee-wee and Bojangles was hitting on me.
You want to go out?
Chris had a game. He never stalked me. He just dropped off his fireman's ID because he knew I had to give it back to him because I'm a good person.
So
I had to call him and meet him in person.
He left the fireman ID at your home?
At the front desk and said for me to call him because he wanted to go out with me.
So he knew you would have to because he could not go.
Like, so
he couldn't go fight a fire without that or something?
It was probably an old one. It's probably something he does a lot.
Oh,
but I thought,
I got
oh
two
my
dozen
gosh.
Of them things made. I give them to women.
Ooh, what if the woman...
I can't go fight a fire. Call me right now and let's meet.
Call Mile.
What a great move. Leaving headphones in ladies' cars. I can't do the show tomorrow unless I get to come over tonight and get my headphones.
Exactly.
What would you do? And I don't know if women do this a lot, if it's a fun little test they do, but what if a woman said, here's part of my phone number. You got to guess the last digit.
I wouldn't bother.
You're like, I'm going to take one guess. If it ain't it. Sorry,
Toots. I'm not calling you. I'm so
I'm gonna stretch myself out.
Yeah, in a movie, that would be like the basis of like a short movie where it's like, you know what? He felt that way, but then he started with the one. It didn't work. He called a pizza shop. Screw this, bitch. I ain't trying this hard. 2 a.m. He starts dialing the two. Screw it. I'll try it. I'll go all the way to 5. And if she don't answer on 5, then I ain't going to try no more. 3:30 a.m. All right, I'll go to 7 and then I'm stopping. Then I don't care.
What if she did it backwards? And she's like, you know, you got to guess the area code. I'm like, you might be one of those women who went to high school till they were 21.
Goodness.
Plus down here, I mean, like, hell, we got 3 area codes in our state. I mean, it's, and I don't even know the one, 803 and 864. What's the other one?
I don't even know.
833?
And it's new.
There is another one. I don't know.
If the strike's over, AT&T, let us know what the area code is.
Yeah, quit playing Wordle and tell us.
I assumed it was over because nobody was on the street anymore.
That's the only reason I knew, too.
The two guys went back to work.
I saw up to 4 at one point down there. Again, I didn't want to blow my horn in solidarity because the person in front of me would have thought I was honking at them, and then they would have flipped me off, and then that's the way it goes.
I don't know why people would have honked. Because they're either going to work or coming from work, and you're sitting there in a lounge chair with a sign up. They're probably pissed.
Yeah, you're in a tailgating chair. It looks like you're tailgating for in a big event like 3 blocks down the road at the Well.
Oh, my gosh.
But, hell, I mean, I remember one time years ago where we got into some trouble and we did a little...
We did?
Little impromptu little thing like that, and it ended up working.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we kept giving out the phone numbers to the office and people would call them. We were supposed to get suspended for a week, and it only lasted one day. That was awesome, though. That was actually good in a sense, because that showed the
management. No, it wasn't.
Well, it showed the management, not so much Mark, but like the higher up, whatever then, that like we had a groundswell going. Like they would have been crazy to, I mean, the truth is we wasn't really going to quit anyway. I mean, I had just had a child. I mean, like at that point, like she was 2, I think.
You couldn't go back to the adult world.
I couldn't go back to the adult magazine world.
No.
Not as a centerfold. I delivered them.
We were limited in skills and talent at that time.
But they're like, wow, man, like all these people keep calling.
Yeah, and this is showing up.
It worked. So I hope that the same thing happens with y'all, AT&T. I hope although, like Fatboy said, I haven't seen you down there in front of the library.
I assume everything's good. Stop calling, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, they're back, all right?
Yeah, they came back already.
They quit playing Limp Bizkit. Okay, so...
Oh, my goodness.
No reason that this is not going to happen today, correct? The guy that's kind of playing off the thing from yesterday about... relationships and holidays?
He's got a familial situation.
He's not saying familiar wrong either. He's saying family-oriented. Yeah. Familial.
You know how we like to say people already know the answer, but they want to hear us tell them?
People I feel like an echo chamber.
I feel like it might be one of those situations. Maybe.
I'm pleased as punch. I've never had to deal with something like this. I truly mean that. That's just putting on a facade when something's done, but you want to put on a facade for others.
I guess you could say you want some validation, maybe. Or seeking a little.
I'll be real as rain and pleased as punch. I'm just doing it all today.
Spell facade. You can't do it. F-A-H-S-O-D.
F-A-C-A-D-E. Facade.
Oh, you didn't say the funny squiggle.
I don't think it has a squiggle. Facade?
It's got a squiggle on the C, right?
You have a squiggle on your C. I heard. You should see a doctor.
The tendril's longer than the skindril.
Wiggling. Forgot about that. So this guy's going to be on today to find out our opinion and maybe get some advice. Maybe some of you have had to put on a front during the holidays. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say too much, but basically pretend everything's still on the up and up in the relationship and it's not. It's on the down. Not good.
Yeah, some of you doing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Damn sinners.
Sinners. You backsliders.
There's no hope for you.
What time did you schedule him?
I'd be a little after 8 o'clock.
Okay. So that'll
probably
be
the first
on.
Time we go to break.
Yeah. All right. 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive. Standard data text rates apply. And Paige, what is up in the play?
Remember what we were talking about yesterday with
absolutely.
The, okay. Well, oh, well, the guy didn't want to have his girlfriend go to the family thing. Well, we have this woman flips out. I'll tell you what she did next. Because something her daughter said.
The family thing being Thanksgiving. And they were at odds over the recent election. But yeah, this is something similar to that, huh? Is it familial?
Yes.
All right, we'll get to that and a whole bunch more next. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Ah.
Well, you know, I was thinking yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
It happens once a year, I think. Well, do people really fight that much at home? Well, apparently they do because it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And this happened. This woman flipped out. And shouts to her family, I have a taser. Who's first?
What? We got one, too. If you want to stop by the station, we'll go out and tase you.
No, we'll come and tase your family members on Thanksgiving for you for a nominal fee. Right.
I like that.
It's called Uber Taser.
Uber Taser. Well, this is a 61-year-old woman in Florida named Cheryl Hyatt, and she was arrested last week during a domestic disturbance. And she
tased Missy.
She apparently flipped out when her daughter said she wanted to leave to live with her father. So Cheryl wasn't going to hear that.
Yeah, what? Well, you know what the motivation was back then to keep the kid. You kept that check.
What do you mean back then?
Like, I don't know if that's the same change? Now. Like, did it change, though? Or are they like, you know what?
Go.
Go live with your daddy. Hell with it. Let him try you out for a little bit.
Man, I don't know. I don't think... I mean, I'm sure that happened. I just don't see that happening a lot. Again, like you said, though, the mom might be a little wilder, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's going to be better for you if you go live with your daddy.
Because
I'm a crack whore. You know, something like that. Yeah.
Well, Cheryl was so upset that she pulled out a pink taser and a kitchen knife and pointed them both at her daughter and her mother and shouted, I have a taser.
She got
a pepper spray.
Cut Who's grandma? First? Grandma too?
Yeah, grandma's. She's 90.
Yeah. I mean, that would kill her or bring her back to life. Who knows?
Who's first? Come on, bring it. You know.
She'd have a heart attack from the knife, and then they'd use the taser to bring her back.
Oh,
you know,
God, that's sad.
Is that would that work at all?
No, I don't think the no.
You couldn't tase someone in the heart, and it would help the beat to get going again.
Like if they're in VTech or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Mm. So, yes, why I'm not, I would
that's
not be a good
you're
first
not
responder.
An EMT or a paramedic, which is a good thing.
Yes.
She also blocked the door to keep them from leaving, but the daughter eventually escaped through the garage. And the grandmother removed a barricade to get through the front door. And good news, nobody was hurt.
I don't think
they're going to have Thanksgiving together at Cheryl Hyatt's house.
So she get charged for like brandishing and threatening and things like that.
Yeah.
They call child services.
She's like, come here, you dickhead. Where you going?
Oh, Lord. Put that away from me.
Get over here.
No. Go through the doggy hole.
Give me those nuts. Door.
The doggy. I'm a girl, mama.
Oh, come here. Lips.
Why you sound like Stuart Spinks now, mama?
If you don't buy my biscuit, I'm going to get you. If you don't get a Sphinx card, I'm gonna tase you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Join the text club.
We're making your life easier.
Did it get that way? Mama sounds like that.
Oh, that should be Stuart Spinks should do like a prank show.
I'm not sure that you know.
Where he's in his own stores with
the
taser.
I'm gonna get him as soon as they walk in.
He's at like the hat rack where they sell those cool hats.
He sticks his arm out. Ah, gotcha.
You thought that was a Chad Kroger Nickelback cowboy hat. Turns out it's my arm. Zap.
What
It was me. I saw you trying to grab a big ass.
Mr. Big Plastic Cup.
What if you're...
He's got his arm. Look at... He's holding the gas handle in his arm. He's inside the gas the machine, the gas pump. And when you go to pull it out, it's his arm. You just pull my arm. You want a year full of gas.
Pull my arm.
You win. You win a free taste.
What if your mother did that to you? I couldn't imagine if my mother...
I'm sure she'd love the chance.
God.
I would rather... My mother never got violent, but she just screamed.
Oh, she'd laugh like hell if she tased me.
She'd
enjoy that. Oh, yeah, she would.
Which one? Her mom or your mom?
My mom.
Oh, okay.
She does one of those laughs, too, where she has to stop to breathe. So it kind of goes on for a little bit.
Those are great. Yeah. That gives you the wheeze laughs.
Well, that's good. Oh, well, a cruise ship tilted on its side while the Titanic song was playing. That's kind of frightening. Bless.
Why is that?
On purpose?
If you're a cruise ship, delete that from your playlist in general. Even for the to be ironic, never.
My Heart Will Go On was playing.
Attention, passengers. Are we about to tip this bitch?
Can some of you fat MFs walk on the left-hand side of the boat?
The other side.
Because you're all looking over on the Lido right now, and this son of a bitch is about to turn over.
If you're playing putt-putt on the Alito deck, please use your ball markers now. We're about to flip.
Hey, you, fat guy.
That's like a nightmare that will never end. If that happened, you'll never get over that. I just think that my life...
Attention to the only bald gentleman in the gym working out.
Oh, God, that's me.
Please go back to your quarters. We're about to flip. That was our boss. He was the only guy that ever worked out on a cruise.
I ran with him.
Yeah, the old gym to himself.
I went every morning because I wanted to.
Horse Pucky.
I did because I ate
I
so much.
I am lying. I am calling you a liar to your
Smile
face.
Like hell.
All right, almost every morning.
Look at this.
We're only there, what, 4 or 5 days?
But I remember one morning where y'all like slept till lunch.
Me and Chris?
Yeah.
Probably. Ugh. Well,
that was the night, the day after the night up where we went up on top of the top of the top of the boat.
Well, I'm just saying almost every morning so I can go eat because we had a lot of food.
They go to the gym so I don't look like you, fatty.
Yeah.
Plus, it was fun.
Oh, it was a great time. I'm just saying, I know that gym. One day you definitely agree.
Probably not because I was probably a little overserved, I must say.
That earlier day was the day that I passed out in the deck chair and P1s were taking pictures with me, like I was doing photo ops.
Was that the day at Senior Frogs where I was leading Congo line?
Yes,
and I don't know how I got back on the boat.
Jesus, everybody started drinking as soon as they hit the boat. Even Axl Rose.
I mean, it was Axl Rose. God bless. But just like
him. Yeah.
Just like Axl Rose.
You're right about that day. I probably didn't jump out of bed.
It's okay.
But I made it to the buffet.
I remember the hangover I had every day, but especially that one.
But I'm just saying the gym there is nice and you can look out.
And there's no one in there except for this alien looking guy. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll work out.
What kind of routine are you on, huh?
I remember seeing P1 Crackhead in the store. I'm like, oh, you loading up on supplies? He bought every box of codeine in the place.
That was a trip. Let's do it again.
Oof. I would quit.
Oof. Why was it so bad? I had so much fun.
You were there getting laid with your husband every night.
The other guys, too.
What?
The gay dudes on there, they were cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was I remember
they
that.
They were fun.
They were tearing it up. Each other, but still.
We had a good time. I mean, I went to bed early, and my husband stayed out all night, and he told me stories of things that people did.
I remember telling my wife, I'm like, that guy I think has laid a ton. She's like, he's gay. I'm like, ain't no way he's gay.
Oh, he was pretty.
He was very much
gay. But y'all can tell. I mean, y'all, yeah.
I'll stand by it then. He still gets laid a lot.
I was kind of shocked. I was like, man, he is disappointing a lot of women. Because there's a lot of women. He had like that Lorenzo Lamas look, but younger.
He was
nice. Yeah. He had like a mix of like a Colin Farrell and a Lorenzo Lamas type.
The eyebrows were too good.
That's a telltale sign.
If a guy's eyebrows are too like squared up and perfect, he's a little.
Yeah.
He would.
Or if it looks like he's smuggling a pink sock. That's a
something
good
like that. Too. Yep.
Okay. So that
used to be eyebrow piercings.
We're about to tip right now.
And he was a good dancer too. I remember dancing with him.
Well, of course he was a good dancer.
It's fun. All right. So a Royal Caribbean ship called Explorer of the Sea docked in Miami on Sunday after leaving Spain on November 2nd. It was supposed to arrive last Thursday, but there was an incident. So 5 days in, it got hit by a huge gust of wind near the Canary Islands off Africa that left the ship a little tilted on the side with thousands of people on board. And one passenger said it felt like a 45-degree angle that lasted 3 minutes.
Atención, amigos. We're going to flip the ship. Glasses. What is this?
That's the Canary Islands in Africa?
This is Spain. They left Spain,
right? Oh, okay. They left Spain.
They probably left Mallorca or Ibiza.
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the Canary Islands. Free bird with purchase.
So when this happened, this song was playing through the ship.
Unbelievable.
Kind of ironic.
We're playing Ass and Blankies by 3-6 Mafia for the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't hear it. That's the song they were playing.
The captain said it was more like 14 degrees, but it still
The theme from Up was playing when Hindenburg went down.
Tables and chairs were sliding, and there was broken glass everywhere because of the tilt.
Man. I would probably have ended up having a heart attack.
Well, we were out running a hurricane for the past day of ours. They said they'd go extra fast.
And they kept reminding you, too. Like, I remember saying, all right, out of sight, out of mind. Just enjoy it. Be present right now. Don't worry about this. Yeah, so, it's a little windy out there right now. Turns out about 100 miles behind us, there's a hurricane like hell. Oh, okay. That's only 100 miles.
Speed it up,
How
buddy.
Fast is it going? Only 90 miles an hour. So we're good by 10 miles an hour. All right.
Do you think the other passengers on the boat that were not affiliated with our crew were a little jealous that we had necklaces that looked like the ship we were on? Remember those?
Yes.
What were they?
It was a necklace. It was the ship we were riding.
It was how the stupid moron that planned that thing thought it would be a way we'd all be, but we looked like we were wearing like rat medallions with a cruise ship on them. It was, I mean, we looked like special needs walking through there. No, I mean, I'm not, it was like we were like on an adult field trip. But
yeah, really, that's what it felt like.
Yeah,
it was.
And it was in a sense, but. Yeah, those looked stupid. I refused to wear mine. I put mine in my pocket and let it hang out. So, talking about my thing, my necklace. You know, when people get to go backstage, whatever, the first time, they'll put the patch or whatever, the sticker way up on their shoulder so everybody sees.
Look at me, I'm flexing.
And then after you've done it a bunch, you just put it down on your pants leg. God. Like, ain't no big deal, man.
I forgot about it.
You get these all the time. Ain't no thing. It's a sticker anyway. It ain't even a real button no more.
It's y'all excess pass.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thanks so much, Paige. God, I never want to go on another cruise the rest of my life.
Oh, come on. I want
to. These Royal Caribbean, they look nice. They got slides to go off the boat.
So why not just go to like a nice water park? Why do you have to be moving through the water to go in a water park as well?
It's fun.
Mm. Why not pick an island somewhere that may also have a water park and just fly there?
Like Discovery Island?
Or the Canary Islands, wherever. Paige, thank you so much. Bad boy, what is up in sports?
Go to the one off Highway 20 that's got the big little slide on it.
The big little slide, yes.
Netflix is facing a lot of backlash.
Of course.
We'll tell you what's up, what the latest is with Netflix and the Tyson fight.
Okay. I'm wondering it's obviously going to be about the connection problems, but also is this for showing Tyson's ass?
You know what? I don't think that's a part of it.
Okay. Because that seemed to really, like, even the most...
It wasn't appropriate.
I bet my mom, if she had seen it, she would have, look at that. I mean, no one would have seen it and got mad because it was not frumpy, but just old Mike Tyson walking back with his ass. Hey,
the siren mics don't, man.
I got to see it live. Like, I text Fab, was like, dude, they showed his bare ass. You probably thought I was making a joke.
What if he didn't know his butt was being showed? That's bad.
Well, his son didn't tell him either.
What?
Daddy, turn around, man.
What if you're watching with her and she's like, I wish you'd turn around?
Is he wearing something in the front? Darn it, he is.
Imagine your mother's a pervert.
Good Lord.
Look, what are you doing?
I was going to the bathroom at 6:42. I heard what Paige said, that bitch. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Continue.
The Rise Guys.
And now,
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I don't have a cool this day in sports history for you.
Make one up.
I know the company made me restart the damn computer.
What does that?
I lost my backup sports.
I'm sorry. Which,
pulling the curtains back. Backup sports is stuff you don't really have to do that day, but it lingers around in case you need it.
You ever, like, years ago when we were more sticklers about, like, overnight scores and stuff before, like, everybody just could see them right on their phone? Did you ever make up a score you couldn't find?
No, I could find the scores pretty quickly, but, like, the other stuff I kind of
– yeah.
Because how do you tease a score? Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you what the Braves did last night.
I know. It's like with the news. Like, their teases are so important because if they tease the story too much, like, coming back tonight, we're going to tell you about the upstate restaurant that's closing after 5 decades. You going to go look it up. You're not going to wait for Carol to come back.
They used to do the in-cut teases during the, like, if you're watching primetime. And coming up at 11, a famous cafeteria closes that shares the last name with a boxer. We'll tell you who it is.
Oh, later. No. I hope it's not Tommy Morrison's.
It was. Oh, me. So Netflix is getting sued by just one guy so far, a guy in Florida, for unspecified damages. Pretty much saying that Netflix was a breach of contract. Because they did not provide a clear, watchable stream for the Tyson Paul fight.
I tell you what I read, that a bunch of, and I this is something that I never really thought about with Netflix. So you know how when a bar gets like a boxing pay-per-view or a UFC pay-per-view or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
They have to pay
a lot of money.
You don't just pay the one viewing. Like you have to pay a commercial use of it. And a lot of bars were using Netflix to show the fight. And they would go online and say, yeah, we're showing the fight tonight. Or they would be online bitching about the quality. And then Netflix is like, oh, you were showing it commercially, were you? Well, we're going to have to add. So they're charging people that were showing it commercially.
That's going to be a lawsuit. Because
look at Raw. WWE Raw is going to be on there. So, like, the bars, which I don't know how many people go to bars to watch wrestling, but it's something that, yet again, it's like how the music world went after Twitch. Like, you guys are live streaming our music, and you're making money off of it. That ain't cool.
Raw's going to be on the, they announced that the first episode of Raw on Netflix is going to have all the stars there. And I think, I want to say Travis Scott's doing the new theme song for Raw. They got somebody else doing a new, like, a rapper. I think it was Travis Scott.
The one on SmackDown's catchy. I think it's Megan Thee Stallion. It's catchy. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I don't know what else it says. That's the only part I know.
It probably says, eh.
Yeah.
And they're going all out, you know. It says here, Netflix says 60 million people stream the fight.
Hell yeah.
At once. I thought about going back and watching the replay, but I didn't see the undercard.
Go watch the girls fight. You will really enjoy that.
You know, everybody's talking about that fight.
It changed my opinion on that. Not that I didn't think women could fight. I watched through the fight, the hard shots they were taking to the face and stuff. Mm. And it's like, you know what? They're in here willingly wanting to do it. Who am I to not want to watch it?
I just want to see them get punched in the boobs.
They don't do
like that. That should be all it is.
They don't do low blows either.
Boob punches.
Yeah.
When you watch a boxing league, it's just nut punches?
No. Yeah. I didn't watch the one just slapping each other.
See people cry.
Oh, I don't know if I got worked by the video, the real popular slap, Dana White slap league video going around. The guy's whole face got rearranged. Like it immediately like busted his eye. Yes. Literally his whole face was like over a few inches and his eye immediately shut. I got to find it.
Can you get, maybe this is a stupid question, can you get a concussion from getting slapped in the face?
Course.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Of course? Okay, I don't know. I thought it just had to involve specifically the head or the top of the head.
You know, like car accidents, if you hit your forehead, it would
cause
some kind of head injury.
It's so, why has no one done a Ric Flair chop contest?
God, they got to, right?
Because dudes would be up there just literally pouring blood from their chest. Ugh.
They really would. Yeah, I'm not going to find it. Time. We're out of here. But the guy's face moved. Like, I've never seen a face shift.
Great text on the TLCMotors.com text line. Does it get hurt to punch, get punched in the breast?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if she was just asking you or that it was
a woman. Like you're the only one that's got them.
You got them too.
Oh, that's cold.
The nipples
that's cold.
Are sensitive.
Oh, yeah, yours for are. Sure. But I just...
push.
You don't have that soft spot like we do, though. Like, there's no, like... Again, the power of women. Our kryptonite is our balls getting hit in them. Or even accidentally sitting on them or something like that.
I don't think it would be pleasurable to be punched in the you-know-what anyways.
Well, let's get Tay Starling down here to punch Paige right in the gooch.
Dude, she loves to fight. I even asked her, I'm like, do you worry about getting punched in the boobs? She's like, I love it.
Oh, really?
I'll punch him back even harder.
Oh, man. Take the gloves off and give her a twister.
She's awesome.
Well, you find that and let me see.
I got to send it to this guy. I don't think you can watch it. It might make you sick.
Ah.
You know how you get.
I know.
I don't want to see people hurt, though.
I don't mind that, but just like the way his face looks afterwards.
I'd like to see people suffer.
Yeah.
Well, they're willingly doing it. That's what I tell myself with the women doing it. Like, they know what they're doing. It's their right to do it. But
they're professionals.
I feel so bad for them. But then again, like, you know, I know that a woman's beauty is so important.
Yeah, when their face is all bruised.
Yeah like,
it's hard to see.
But they know what they're doing. All right. Oh, is that it there?
I don't think that's it, but that's another one.
God bless, man.
His whole face.
It don't even look real. But remember when they hit, like, Bam in the face with that big dildo and Jackass in slow motion? Like, that looked like it rearranged his face, too. So that slow motion stuff. Imagine what the Three Stooges would have looked like back then when they were getting zoinked right in the eyes and stuff. In slow motion, that would have been very nauseating. Aww. All right. Thank you, Phobo. We're going to take us a break. We're going to come back. We got the guy at 8 o'clock who wants some advice on, I'll give you the short end of it. He and his wife have already said that it's done.
Oh.
Now. But you got Thanksgiving coming up next week. Ugh. And then you got Christmas. And there's also children involved.
Yep. You got Boxing Day, Kwanzaa. All that's still coming up.
She wants Hanukkah. She wants him to, like, GTHO. Get the hell out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, but I want to be here for this. I mean, that's
fair.
Is it? I mean, it's a weird thing. So I'm just saying, like, what's going to happen on New Year's? Hey, 3, 2, 1, happy New Year. I'm leaving, kids. All right. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more. 1-800-774-0093 if you want to holler at us. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.